The program requires businesses to either cut pollution or purchase state credits that allow their emissions. State government reporter Ben Bradford says the governor has made it a goal to extend the program this year beyond its 2020 expiration date.
To protect the program from legal challenges, Brown wants the bill to pass via a two-thirds vote, but that'll require a compromise between factions of lawmakers. Republicans and a group of moderate Democrats could support an extension favored by business groups in the oil industry, which loosens program rules. But another faction of Democrats want a tighter program that also more directly addresses air quality in their low-income communities.
A companion measure would gradually require companies in the areas with heavy air pollution to retrofit their factories and plants. Both bills will likely come up for a vote on Thursday.